This goes to Dr. Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T. Leave the facts blank regarding Patricia Loveless, L-O-V-E-L-E-S-S, date of birth 2/27/1942. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Loveless with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, anemia of chronic disease, chronic pancreatitis, and an undifferentiated connective tissue disorder recently diagnosed. Her last visit was June 16th of this year. Her weight has stabilized, and she's actually starting to get an appetite back, and she's feeling a lot better since she initially was started on methotrexate, but that caused severe hair loss. And it completely stopped all of the arthritic pain in her hands and wrists. So then she was switched to L-E-F like Frank, L-U, N like November, O, M like Mary, I, D like David, E, 10 milligram once a day. And that is working just as well for the pain and edema, but her hair is continuing to fall out. And she is on Keflex 250 milligram once a day for recurrent UTIs as a prophylaxis medication, and that seems to be working so far. She does have intermittent frequent stools, not diarrhea since she takes the pancreatic enzymes, but that seemed to happen after starting the leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E. But it actually has improved within the last week. And no headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no dysuria, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I'll highlight sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day. She does get pancreatic enzymes three times a day with her meals. She states that Lantus insulin was stopped due to hypoglycemic episodes in the evening while she was sleeping, but she's getting regular insulin three times a day with meals, three units, and that seems to be working very well without causing low blood sugar episodes. Also, she's on estradiol cream and the prophylactic cephalexin. Physical exam, weight 101 pounds. Pulse is 79. Blood pressure 132 over 72. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, and there's no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 16th of 2025. Creatinine is 1.33, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 40. Calcium is 8.9. Sodium, 135. Potassium, 3.8. Carbon dioxide, 25. Albumin is 3.2. Alkaline phosphatase, 148, AST is 37, ALT, 21. Hemoglobin is 8.8, white count is 3.2, and normal platelet levels. And she does see Dr. Akkad for the chronic anemia. Sed rate is elevated at 57, and hemoglobin A1C is 7.0. Assessment and plan, 1. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. We would like her to continue checking labs monthly. 2, diabetic nephropathy with excellent hemoglobin A1C and improved diabetic control. 3, anemia followed by Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.